This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for Doran's Grades.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick Queen, Doran.
He gets an A.
Whoa!
An A.
Best game in a Steelers uniform?
Best game in a Steelers uniform. He showed up a bunch of times. What'd you say? He had 7 total tackles. I think he had
6 solo, 13 total.
13 total.
13.
Oh, man. Excuse me. Yeah, he gets an A. Best game as a Steeler. He showed up a lot in crucial situations. I was very impressed with Patrick Queen. It's about time, and it's glad to see him show up. See number 6 around the ball.
Had a tackle for loss, and then one of, if not the biggest plays of the football game, TJ Watt's punch, all set up by Patrick Queen, just totally blowing up the play. Really, really good to see. It's taken a while, mm-hmm. but hopefully this means he's acclimated and can be a force moving forward. They're paying him to be.
Yes.
Deshaun Elliott.
Another A.
Man.
The guy's just been fat. He's been, I think, the most consistent player on defense. I mean, even TJ Watt being in the fold, I mean, that one game against the Colts, not recording really a tackle. So Deshaun Elliott, I mean, he's all over the place. He actually got that fumble, and he couldn't stand up and couldn't run, which was very funny.
I was howling with laughter.
Laughing. Hard.
That entire sequence was hilarious because I feel like the Raiders got screwed on an initial call, and then it looked like they got into the end zone. And then upon watching it, I definitely think they got into the end zone. Oh, forget it. Don't review it. We'll get it in on the next play. Just kidding. Punched out by TJ. Oh. And then Deshaun Elliott's crawling like he's Spider-Man.
Crab walking.
That's what he was doing.
Yep.
He was crab walking. Deshaun Elliott has been a wonderful addition. His tackles in the open field, dude.
Fantastic.
Really good.
Mm-hmm.
TJ Watt.
Another A. I think TJ, I mean, you saw what he just has, an array of gifts for the offense, and he just a force out there. And even though that there's nobody really on the other side, he still holds it down. Whenever there is somebody on the other side, he holds it down. Knows that he's going to get double teamed all the time, and he still makes plays. He's unbelievable, man. I mean, he might be the best player in the NFL right now.
Absolutely. Najee Harris, 14 carries, 106 yards, 1 touchdown. Most yards per carry for Najee Harris in a game in his Steelers career. The 36-yard run, I think the best moment of his NFL career. I can't believe he scored.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to gain 3 yards, and he takes that thing to the house. Great block there by Pat Freiermuth. A for Najee?
Yeah. Yep, best game.
How about George Pickens?
I'm going to give him a B.
Oh, what?
I'm going to give him a B minus. You want to know why? Because I paid attention to him a lot. And whenever he didn't get the ball, whenever he wasn't incorporated in the offense, he was hustling. And he would run off to the sidelines, and Azani, his receiver coach, would tap on his helmet. He was engaged even in timeouts. He was excited whenever they did score. And I know these are little things that, you know, you expect professionals to just do, but I just like the response in that realm because, you know, he wasn't a huge, huge factor, and you wanted to see him just be engaged with what the team was doing, and he did, and he was.
He was. That was a step in the right direction. Had a couple of drops. Could have made a hell of a play, which you've come accustomed to seeing from him. Didn't do it. Left me wanting more from my number one wide receiver. I'd give him a C, but this isn't Crowley grades. This is Doran grades. Meanwhile, Calvin Ridley, did you see this?
Mm-hmm.
Plays for the Titans. You know that. But to those uninitiated, after the game said, I need some in the beginning of bleeping games too. Bleep is getting crazy for me. So there's a wide receiver coming apart at the seams. DK Metcalf last week coming apart at the seams. Max Crosby pushed a coach on the sideline and then tweeted something you can't tweet after the game. I ain't bringing it up. Go look it up yourselves. We see it around the NFL. Arthur Smith's defense of George Pickens when asked about him throwing the helmet was he does it every week. That can't be your answer. That's not good enough. Don't do it every week. for 1 week? He didn't. So, yeah, that is a step in the right direction.
Yeah.
We'll get more into George Pickens and really the Steelers' passing offense coming up next, because there's a guy that I thought we'd see more of and we didn't. And there's a guy that maybe can help. But is he going to get traded? We'll see.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.